Today, what will we do is that we will keep the question answer sessions, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So question answer session is a do one thing, okay? Just ask if there are any questions, okay?
Yeah.
Any questions? Okay. This phone is online, then phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Sri Mataji.
No, phone, you do the translation, okay? Okay, any other questions may be asked, okay?
Yes, Sri Mataji. So the first question is, in Avalokiteshvara, Swara Pranayama and Pranayama, the three syllable comes to Avalokiteshvara. So do we wish the Avalokiteshvara in front of us, or we have to visualize the Avalokiteshvara become us?
I see, when we are visualizing that, no? So yeah. Generally, when you are visualizing the Avalokiteshvara, they call the two things, okay? Self-generation Avalokiteshvara and the front generation Avalokiteshvara, they will be the two things. So what we have to visualize, what we have to think is that the first one we're generating the Avalokiteshvara sadhana, first we have to visualize ourselves with Avalokiteshvara, also we have to visualize the one Avalokiteshvara front of the ourselves. So that's why generally in the offering, they will be the two sets of the offering. One will call the offering for the self-generation Avalokiteshvara, self-offering. One for the offering set for the front-generated Avalokiteshvara, okay?
So that's self-generating. In the Vajrayana translation, it's called the self-generation, self-generating deity or front-generated deity. Two deity will be there. So that's why. And the sadhana, what you're saying is that what you have to do is to generate, you have to generate yourself as Avalokiteshvara, also you can generate the front Avalokiteshvara, okay, two Avalokiteshvaras. Okay, now other question.
Yes, so Rinpoche, in the image of the Avalokiteshvara, I see the white lotus and the bowl and the ribbon Genja, Rinpoche, ribbon Genja.
Okay.
Yeah. You see the white lotus and adorned with the bones, the white bones. So what is the meaning of the white lotus and the bones?
In the Avalokiteshvara picture, is there bone?
Yeah, but in the text.
Huh?
In the text.
I see. Ornament of the bone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Generally, first you have to understand
so the question is, what's the meaning of the white lotus and the meaning of the...
Meaning of the white lotus.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, Srimuji.
Yeah. Okay, so that's why the meaning of the white lotus, isn't it?
Yes, Rinpoche.
So meaning of the white lotus is some like lotus is lotus grow in the mud, but the lotus not carry any stains of the mud. So same thing like that, even the Avalokiteshvara and all the Buddhas born might be in the samsara, they will not carry any defects of the samsara. Second thing is the other thing is that it's a lotus is something like our mind. Mind, the nature of the mind is very clear. But the mind might be, our mind might be have the some of the, I mean, the defects and the negative things. But the nature of the mind is a clear, like a lotus. Also that can say. Yeah. So any other questions now?
So what's the meaning of the bone?
I see bone, yeah. Usually yeah, the bone
adorned.
Yeah, bone is usually when they carry the bone, it's showing the impermanence, meaning the impermanence. Because the bone only comes from the death of the people, of the death of any animals. So that's why it's symbols of the bone. Bone is impermanent, okay, symbol of impermanence. Any other questions now?
Yes, there is a question, Richard. When I practice the Shamatha meditation and then I concentrate too much on the image of the Buddha. After a while, and my tears fall down, so I cannot concentrate anymore. So after a while of concentration,
okay.
After some time of concentration, then my tears comes down. So can I switch to visualize analytical meditation? At that time, because I cannot concentrate anymore.
As I told you before, whenever you are practicing, duration should be short. I think your duration is too long. So maybe you might be too hurried to achieve the shamatha. Yeah, so slowly, okay? Okay, so that's why you don't have to be in the hurry, okay? It will come, everything comes very naturally. Just go very naturally, practice very naturally. Then everything will come very naturally. Okay? Yeah. So that's why they. So that's why what you have to do is that what you have to try to do is that okay. Well, so when you are the practicing, so there's a one Tibetan and there's a one Singh in Tibetan. Whenever you start to practice, look very far away. Take the practice very easily. Take it everything easily, not very seriously. Yes. When you take the practices very seriously, then it practice will become pressure to you. You have to take it very easily. So you should not make the practices pressure to you. When we are a kid, we have to do the daily prayers. So seniors and the olders, they always tell us, oh, do it. Otherwise, once you don't do it, you will born in hell. So there is no joy in the doing the all the daily prayers. It becomes the pressure to us. So it becomes very
Yes, pardon Rinpoche.
It becomes a pressure to us, saying the daily prayers become pressure. So like this, when you are the concentrating, so when your duration should be short, but don't you not to focus too strongly, okay? When you take it very easily, everything should be taken very easily, okay? There should be joy what you are doing. Once there is no joy with what you are doing, that would be very difficult to follow it, okay? So whenever your duration short, okay, 10 minutes or the 5 minutes, then take a break. Then you meditate, okay? When you have too much of the focusing, mind will react very differently, okay? That's why mind is like a baby. You have to deal with it very carefully. Okay,
yes,
another question.
The question is, I don't have a lot of time, so I just practice and I just visualize in my mind and I chant the Om Mani Padme Hum. Is that okay? Is that all right?
Everything is okay. Everything is okay.
At the Buddha's
time, someone asked the Buddha that way, I believe in the selfless. Is that fine? Buddha said yes. Then someone says that I believe in the self-existent. Is that fine? Buddha says fine. It's also fine. Then someone says that I don't believe them neither. It's just fine. Buddha said fine. So everything is fine, okay? One point. Then people ask the Buddha, what you are saying? Sometimes you say the self-existent is fine. Sometimes you say that selfless is fine. Now what you are saying? Then people start to ask the Buddha. Then Buddha keep the silent. Then Buddha get really... So then Buddha said the one thing. I never debate with the worldly people. Worldly people are debating with me. First he tell the different thing. Then people start to ask the question. Then Buddha said, I never debate with the worldly people. Worldly people debate with me. So what your practice are doing? That's fine. Okay? Yeah. This is not like what the Buddha said, okay? What I say, fine, okay?
So, pardon me, Rinpoche.
This is the one, when I say the fine, it's not like what the Buddha said, the fine, okay? This little difference, okay? Yeah. When I say fine, okay? Okay, because what you are practicing in the from a general practice point, it's a fine, okay? There's nothing wrong in that you are saying, okay? What you are practicing. So when the Buddha was saying the fine for everything, because that time he's saying the fine, because according to the student's mental label, he's saying fine. Because he knows that at that time, this student cannot go beyond of that stage. So it said fine. So when you are saying that you have no time, two things I will advise you. Maybe this time you might have a less time because the World Cup is coming. So maybe you might have to watch the World Cup. A few days back, I was very shocked. Very shocked. Surprised. My brother and all the others, they just watched. He just told me they just watched the World Cup at night, then just slept 1 hour, and then they ended at 15, the lunar calendar 15 morning. After sleeping 1 hour, then they went to go to the temples to do the, in the Tibetan, we do the circumambulation, no? Taking around to the temple. I was so surprised, just sleeping 1 hour. So like that. So sometimes when you are saying that you have no time, but when you look carefully, sometimes you will, your time investment, when you invest the time, I think sometimes that you spend the time in the some site or the unnecessary things, if you look it carefully. Okay, so this is the one. So second thing is, as I told last time, when you have no time for the practice, you can reduce the sleeping half an hour, so you can get the half an hour. Yeah, okay, then other questions.
So where is the Avalokiteshvara on the merit field?
Avalokiteshvara in the merit field, you can see the Bodhisattva line. Avalokiteshvara will be in the Bodhisattva line. Because the Avalokiteshvara in the reality is a Buddha. He or achieved the Buddhahood. But when he visited this universe, he came with the form of the Bodhisattva. They are saying two things, Avalokiteshvara Buddha or Avalokiteshvara is in the reality of Bodhisattva. They are the two of the same. But the Saraji says that Avalokiteshvara is a Buddha.
So the next question is, after I receive the Bodhisattva vows, do I have to be an extreme vegetarian?
Okay. Now what I have to do? I have to follow the Buddha's way or keep the silence or smiling, or I have to tell the truth. True ways. Okay, now. Buddha is a very small. So always sometimes he don't want to tell something, he will keep smiling. So he will avoid the debate. Or one will tell the truth. So which way is better? To become a good teacher. I think the second one is the better. So as I told you before, after taking the Bodhisattva vow, you have to follow the 18 downfalls. Yes, 18 downfalls. You have to strictly follow the 18 downfalls. That's a very important. 18 downfalls. In the 18 downfalls, these all 18 downfalls comes from the different sutras based on the Asanga's view.
So based on what, Rinpoche?
Can you hear me, Fong?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Yeah, so what you have to do, 18 downfalls, okay? That's important. In the 18 downfall, is based on the Buddha told in the different sutras and the based on the Atanga test is the 18 downfalls, okay? So in the 18 downfalls, there is no saying that you cannot eat the meat. You have to be the vegetarian. You have to be the vegetarian and not mention the 18 downfalls. 18 downfalls, it has not mentioned anything about the veg, non-veg, no. But that is the, in the, now you will know 18 downfalls, maybe I'll tell later, you will know after that 18 downfalls. So when the Bodhisattva, after taking the Bodhisattva, one most important thing is to follow the 18 downfalls. You have to avoid the 18 downfalls, there is 18 rules. Among the 18 rules, there is no mention any of the being the vegetarian. So 18 downfalls is a more, it's talk about the how to mentally changes. We have to think mentally. So, okay, then other questions.
So in the Avalokiteshvara Sadhana, so when we practice to the confession, to the purification, so can we practice Vasvasattva at this point?
Yeah, fine. But any of the deity you can, when you practice, is when you come to the purification, you can do the purification of the Vajrasattva. Yeah, there's no problem. You can do the purification. Yeah, okay.
So, when I do the meditation and I feel very itchy all over my body and I cannot stay at peace. So in what way can I do in order to make my meditation sessions better?
Take shower. I think you are not taking shower properly. So maybe sometimes when you're having the small itchy, you should not focus on it. When you focus on the itchy part, again then the more itchy will come. Nagarjuna said the one thing, very sweet, very interesting thing, one thing. When you have an itchy sensation, when you rub it, you will feel very joy. Okay. But once you have a no itchy, that's a permanent joy. So he said the desire is something like that. When you have the desire for something, when you get that, you will feel that joy. When you have the no more desire, that's a permanent joy. It's like an itchy. So when you are practicing of merit field, what you have to do is that when you are small itchy, don't bother it. When you focus and try to focus on that itchy or to think more about it, then the more itchy you will. I think that really, maybe it's better to take the shower. Okay, another one.
So when concentrate on the breath, I can concentrate consecutively on 21 times of breathing. But at that time, if I stop concentrating on the breath, then I cannot reconcentrate again on the breath. So what is the explanation and what can I do?
That means that still you are not that on label. You have to know the one thing that when you can concentrate, the 1 minute on the breath, as I told last time, then they reach the first stage. But when you can concentrate and the only one times that can be considered as a lucky, okay? Lucky. So you have to concentrate, majority, you have looked at majority. If you try to concentrate the breath 1 minute like this session, maybe 10 times, still if you can six or seven times, you can concentrate on the breath without losing the target or without losing the object, or you can concentrate fully properly 6 or 7 times like that, then you have achieved the first stage. Okay, so right now what you are seeing is that when you can concentrate on the breath in the 1 minute without losing the object, then again when you have to resume that, and if you feel difficulties, then only one thing is that you can do the relax little bit longer, then you have to try it again. Okay, also one more thing you have to know that right now the stages, sometimes you can concentrate better, sometimes you cannot concentrate. It will happen. Okay, there will be the lot of the upside down will come. That is a very normal. Okay, there is a one,
yes,
there is a great musician, a musician who plays the violin. So he told the one thing that people told him that, oh, you play the violin very well. So he told the one thing.
So pardon, Rinpoche.
People told him that he plays the violin very well. So he told that, yeah, I play the violins very well because I practice very hard. If I don't practice, yes, for the 1 week, and if I play, then the audience will know the difference. Then he said, if I don't practice for the 3 days and if I play, my wife will know difference. If I don't practice for the 1 day and if I play the violin, then I will know the difference. So something like,
yeah,
that.
And you might,
but you keep the continuation of the practice, okay? Well, there's maybe at least a 5 minutes or whatever, okay? Then the concentration power will be slowly, it will gain the more and more. More stronger, yeah. And it will become more stronger.
And
so, okay. Other
questions. So, Rinpoche, in the sadhana of Avalokiteshvara, at the beginning of each paragraph, there's a Shri syllable there. So, what's the meaning of the Shri syllable at the beginning of each paragraph?
Shri, or I think it's a Shri Marve. Sadhana, phone kare Shri Marve. I think it's a Shri. Shri,
yeah, Shri, yes.
Huh?
Shri.
Shri. Shri, isn't it?
Shri, yeah, yeah.
Shri and the Shri is a different, okay? Maybe you are having the Vietnamese tongue, so you cannot pronounce this.
Yes,
Rinpoche. Shri, I think it's a Shri. Yeah.
Shri, yes, Shri.
So this one, you have to know that every deity have a different syllabus. The Shri is the syllabus of the higher Girva. Higher Girva is a furious form of the Avalokiteshvara. So that's why what we have to know is that generally using the Shri, it's a syllabus of the higher Girva. So higher Girva is a furious form of the Avalokiteshvara. So generally the syllabus of the higher Girva means that when we're generating the higher Girva, we should generate the higher Girva from the one syllabus. That syllabus we use as a Shri for the higher Girva. So Fong, I think you can tell that. Do you remember that? Don't mention the name, okay? Do you remember last time one person came when we are in Vietnam? Do you remember that? He told that the wind is stuck on the back channel. So that time I told to use the syllabus, no? You remember that, all the incident.
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell that. Okay, not use the names, okay? Like that. In the syllabus, we,
yes,
used to make the channels, to clean up the channels or like that. Okay. Do you remember? Okay, that,
yes,
incident, you can,
yes,
tell that. The red, okay? So it will save the time.
Yes, Shri Mujer.
Okay, fine. Any other questions?
So when practicing the purification of Vajrasattva, do you have to visualize the Vajrasattva and Buddha, or have to visualize the empty space?
Oh, purification, you have to visualize the Vajrasattva Buddha, okay? Empty space can do nothing. Yeah, you have to visualize the Vajrasattva Buddha, okay?
This question asks about the method to clear the winds in the channel. So in order to support for the Samatha meditation, because he's quite old and he said that the channel is not clear, so it cannot help to concentrate. It cannot help him to concentrate on the meditation.
To the end channels, okay? That's your assumption or your belief. It's not related with any channels, okay? So through the Samatha meditation, when your concentration power is stronger and better, through that you can clean the channels of the better. Cleaning the channel won't help anything to Samatha. Samatha have to do the cleaning the channels. Okay, any other questions?
So when I practice meditation, my body shakes a lot. So can I still keep continue practice?
Yeah, that's something very strange thing. I heard in the Vietnam, there's a quite lot of people saying that when they meditate, body is shaking, as body is shaking. Tibetan, I think also they say that when they meditate, they will fall asleep. Okay. So body shaking is sometimes like that, because I think that when you are focusing, when you meditate, sometimes you should not bother of the whatever the meditated body symptoms and what is the body happening, you should not bother about it. And number one. Number two is, as I told you before, whenever you do the meditation or this started, the duration should be short and keep the relax and do it, okay? Sometimes when people meditate and meditate, when they feel, started to feel like a body is a bit moving or feels like a body is not straight, that is just the feelings, okay? So even if whatever happens is not any serious, okay?
Là mình không cần quan tâm hoặc là không cần để ý đến những cái hiệu ứng đó là tốt hay là xấu, mình cứ tập trung vào việc thực hành thiền của mình.
Okay, other questions?
Just no more questions, Rinpoche. I don't see any more questions.
Wow. Oh. No questions. Sometimes a lot of questions. Phong, you there?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Any questions?
Yeah, they're having the question, Rinpoche.
Okay, sometimes I think you're having a lot of questions, so I could not finish. Sometimes, yeah, no questions, yeah.
Oh, Rinpoche, they asked that when they do the full prostration, the full body prostration, and when they are laying down on the ground, so do they have to, you know, to prostrate with the hand one more time?
Okay, I didn't get this question.
So with a full, you know, with a full body prostration, so and then when we are staying on the ground, when we are lying on the ground, so do we need to move our hand up a little bit and down a little bit, like we are prostrate the Buddha like this, and then we stand up?
Oh, I see. Okay, maybe do one thing. Maybe I will show you. Okay, next up today the camera is not working. Okay, so maybe once the camera started to work in my computer, I will just show you. Okay, right now I'm using the someone else's computer, so it's the camera is not working. So I didn't get question. Okay. Once I not get the question 100% clearly, so if it gives any answer, maybe it will be not be the right answer. So once I get it, I'm still right now, I didn't get answer very 100% clearly, okay? Also, then maybe next camera works, then I will just show you, okay? Okay, then other questions.
So in the first, this is the question in the in the very first part of the liberation in the palm of your hand, it taught about how to listen to Dharma, and therefore mistake relating to the vase, and they ask how to overcome all these mistakes.
What four mistakes?
Like a upside down vase, and the vase has a hole at the bottom.
Three mistakes.
And the vase.
That's a three mistake. No, four mistake.
Yeah.
Sumre. Vase, isn't it? They are the three mistakes. Yeah, Phong, can you hear me?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Three mistakes, not a four mistake, isn't it? Upside down vase
yeah,
with...
Yeah, three mistakes, Rinpoche. The upturned vessel, and the stained vessel, and the leaky vessel.
Okay, yeah, just tell that. Oh, there are three... Yeah, when you listen to Dharma, okay, there's a three points, okay? Mistake, three points of mistake.
Yes, how to overcome all these mistakes?
Yeah, okay. First thing is that among these three vases, which is the worst one? Leaky one, or the vase upside down one, or the vase with the poisonous vase, or something poisonous vase, which is the bad, which is the worst? They give the three examples. When we should not become like a leaky vase. We should not become like a vase upside down. We should not become the vase with the contents with the poison. So leaky vase, you cannot put anything. Food upside down, you cannot put anything. With the vase with the contents with the poison, we put some food, it will spoil all this food. So there are three vases. So among these three vases, which is the worst one?
So among this, which is the worst one?
Yeah, worst one among these three vases.
Yeah.
Okay, is they are writing the answer?
No, they are writing questions, Rinpoche.
I'm asking the question. Now, which is the worst one among these three vases? Yeah. Okay. The poison is the worst one. Some people are like that. They come to listen to Dharma. Whatever they hear in lesson, that Dharma will become poison to some people. So, this is the worst one. You have to overcome like this. Even you can become the leaky vase, or even you become like a vase upside down, at least you will not get any Dharma idea. You will not spoil either the vase with content the poison. It will spoil the food. It will bring a lot of the negatives to the other people. So that is the worst one. Some people
yeah, come to
this, but they will bring all the points of the things, but they will bring it up. Yeah. Ancient time, there is one master who is giving the teaching. 100 or 100 students just listening to his teaching. At that time, emperor, king came to the temple. So after finishing the teaching, the king asked that master, how many students do you have?
Yeah.
Then the master told, I have only one or two students. Rest of them, most of them, just are hanging around. So same thing like that, when you listen to Dhamma, you will become among these three vessels. So that's what teacher said, whoever like these three vessels are not his student. Among these three. So three vessels, suppose it's a vessel with content with the poisonous. To overcome that, whenever you listen to the teaching, you have to listen to the teaching with an open mind. You don't bring your own idea and try to see the whatever master is saying the fit your idea or not. That is not right. So many people try to listen to Dhamma, and every Dhamma should fit according to his thinking. Once it's not fitting to his according to his understanding, then it feels that Lama is not right. Master is not right. Dhamma is not like that way. If you listen to Dhamma, whether Dhamma is fitting logical reason, whether it really suits with the Buddha's task, then it's a true Dhamma. True Dhamma or the right Dhamma is not ego. It should not compare with your way of the understanding, your way of the thinking. It should look at whether Buddha has said it or not, whether it's really having the logical reason or not. That two things you have to look. So many people, when they listen to teaching, one is not suits at your way of the thinking, then they will make it Dhamma as a poison. Because these people are like a poisonous vessel, that wasn't poisonous vessel. So that's why in the Buddha Sutra, you can see the Buddha first is listen attentively. So he's saying that listen attentively means that don't become like a vessel with upside down vessel. Then he will say that listen attentively, keep that in the mind. He will always say that before the sutra, you will see that word. In the Tibetan, do you remember that word? Lepar nyola, yela sungshi. Buddha told listen attentively and keep that in your mind. So that's why it said that listen attentively means the Buddha is saying that don't become like an upside down vessel. First listen carefully. Then you keep it in the mind, it's saying that don't become like a vessel with the leaky vessel. To become like this vessel, first thing is that you have to listen attentively, very carefully. Number second, whatever the teaching you've heard, you have to think again and again, so you will not forget it. Third thing, to not become like a vessel with the contents of poison. Third thing is that whenever you listen to Dhamma, you don't judge the master and you don't think that the master should say like this. Don't think that way, okay? Whatever the master says, you come with an open mind. Just listen it. Some people always try, when they listen to the teaching, they always try to think that the master should say like this, teaching should be like this and this, don't make like this condition, okay? Okay, so that's three things you have to do, okay? Okay, now this is last question, okay?
So in the seven limb prayer part in Avalokiteshvara practice, at the offering part, do we give offering to Avalokiteshvara in front of us only, or do we have to offer to Avalokiteshvara, to the self-generated Avalokiteshvara?
Generally, there are the two types of the offerings, okay? First, I think it will give in the Avalokiteshvara, which we generated the front, okay? Okay, so that's why offering, okay. So offering is something like that, we can do offerings, okay? But right now here, what you're offering is generated, okay? Avalokiteshvara, front of you. That will offer first, okay?
So we offer to the self-generated Avalokiteshvara first or to the
first,
to
here
the front one
first offer that, then you can offer for the self-generated Avalokiteshvara. So generally, I thought today you cannot see in that the video, so I will show that the mudras, okay? Generally, when you're offering, do the offering mudra, something like that, you have to snap the finger and think that you are visualizing that the thousands of the beings where we generated from the heart to carrying the offerings to the Avalokiteshvara. Later on, that you have to dissolve that whatever you visualize, the thousands of the beings who are doing the offering for the Avalokiteshvara, dissolve back into your heart. That maybe I will show you tomorrow, okay, how to do them for the next time. Okay, thank you. Okay, Fong, today I will stop here, okay? I have a little work, okay? Stop here. Then see you all, okay? And also, thank you very much. And sorry that today the video didn't work, okay? Camera didn't work, okay? Sorry for that. But the voice worked very well. Sound worked very well.
Yes.
But the sound worked very well. That is the most important thing. So, there is a saying. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes,
there is a saying.
Yes, Mujer, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Rinpoche, I can hear.
Okay. So there's a saying that the Pratyeka Buddha, no?
Yes.
Pratyeka Buddha, when Pratyeka Buddha gives the teaching, we will keep the teaching without any sound. When the Buddha gives teaching, he gives the teaching with the sound, with the voice. Pratyeka Buddha, when he gives the teaching, he will give the teaching through the body languages, signs, so people can understand. So if the Pratyeka Buddha gives the Skype teaching, I think that he needs the video is more important. So he don't have to use the voice. If it is not a Pratyeka Buddha, then sound is more important. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, then see you later.